Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for ChatGPT to roast the IE. The Inland Empire is like a family. Every member has their own unique personality. Can you guess which IE city ChatGPT is roasting? It's the only IE city where even the GPS says, "You sure?" Not even the stores at the mall want to be there. And maybe that's what the M on the hillside stands for, but it should be an A, because the biggest city landmark is a giant Amazon warehouse. If the Inland Empire had a cousin who means well, but always shows up late and is loud, it'd be this city. Every shopping plaza has the same suspicious combo: a tire shop, a nail salon, and a drive-through taco spot that somehow is both amazing and a guaranteed game of stomach roulette. The 60 freeway there isn't a road. It's a personality test. If you can survive the construction zone from the late Jurassic period, you can survive anything. Do you know the IE city that ChatGPT was roasting? No prize, but just for fun, let's see how well you know the IE. If you know the city, either give me a call, 888-431-3764, or send me a text message. It's Kelly and Anthony on KFrog. ChatGPT can do anything, and today it's roasting the IE. I put a random Inland Empire city into ChatGPT and said, roast it. Here are some of the takeaways. The M on the hillside should be an A because its biggest city landmark is a giant Amazon warehouse. The 60 freeway there isn't a road. It's a personality test. If you can survive the construction zone from the late Jurassic period, you can survive anything. Mike in Riverside, do you know what city ChatGPT just roasted?
I'm saying that's Moreno Valley.
100%. Are you from Moreno Valley by chance?
No, not at all.
Have you been stuck in the freeway traffic of the 60, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's one part that we can all relate to, even if you are not from Moreno Valley. Jennifer on the freeway, do you know what city ChatGPT just roasted?
Moreno Valley.
Yes. Are you from Moreno Valley by chance?
No. I have family from Moreno Valley, but I'm not from Moreno Valley.
What part of that gave it away that you were like, oh, that's got to be MoVal?
The M
on the mountain.
Yeah.
Good morning, KFrog. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name's Laura. I'm calling from Moreno Valley.
Okay. What city do you think ChatGPT was roasting?
Moreno Valley.
100%. What part of that rang all too true for you?
Everything. Every bit of it. ChatGPT is spot on, for sure.
Did ChatGPT miss anything?
No, I don't think so. It was pretty spot on, so...
Checked all the boxes?
I checked every box.
What IE city should get roasted next? Send me a text or call me at 888-431-3764. Should school projects be left in class, or is it really important for kids to do projects at home? Here's why I ask. School projects, when they come home, it's kind of like homework for the parents. My 10-year-old Carter just finished his science project. I should say we just finished our science project. And there was a lot involved in helping my son. But I feel like It puts even more pressure on the parents. Even when he had to do his science project proposal, you have to list who's going to be your supervisor at home for your project. And I got to talking with a friend of mine who's a teacher, and she told me at her school that she teaches at, they do not assign any projects to go home. All school projects are done at school. Which then I immediately asked, what school do you teach at again? My kids might need a transfer. I understand furthering their learning at home, but on top of the time that it takes, some of these projects are expensive. Just the board alone for his science project was $15 at Walmart. I remember, like, when I did my science project, when I was in elementary school, we went to the Dollar Tree and got the board. Then factor in all the supplies that you need for the project. It all adds up to being costly. So what are your thoughts? Should school projects only be done at school? Or should we continue to have these at-home projects? Would love to get your thoughts, especially if you're a teacher. Give me a call at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on KPROG. The dreaded two words, school project. I know as a parent, if I see it on the syllabus or my kid starts to talk about it, I immediately start dreading the process that's going to go along with it. And after talking to one of my friends who's a teacher, she said her school has a policy where no projects are sent home. Everything is done in class. So it got me thinking, should school projects only be a school thing, or is it beneficial for kids to be doing at-home projects? Kristen in Rialto, what are your thoughts?
I do mine strictly in class. I'm a history teacher at Carter High School, and I make all my students do their project in class.
And is it because you've seen the struggle that some students have doing at home, or is it just you've been in that situation where you're like, no, I'm not going to do that on to parents?
I've kind of been in both. I'm an old school kid, so like we had the science fair project, we had to do at home, and like the storyboard projects and things like that. But no, it's just some of the kids might not have the supplies to do it. So I have all the supplies, might as well just let them do it here.
Well, and you can kind of oversee and see what they're doing and actually make sure that the students are doing it and it's not the parents.
Correct.
Cheryl in Fullerton, what do you think about school projects? Should they only be done in class?
Well, I used to be an elementary school teacher way back when for the fifth grade, and it was in a private school, but we did have kids that had scholarships. So the first year that I was teaching, I did the at-home project, and then I realized that that was a mistake for my class because when the projects came in, the kids with most money, they had printers at home, they had parents that were going to help them, they had, you know, everything, and they were just like oohing and aahing about each other's project. Well, the kids that were from the scholarship, they usually are coming from either both parents working straight, you know, all the time, or they're a single parent family and the mom's working. So when they came in with their project, it was all by hand. It wasn't as nice and as fancy. And I just saw their faces drop when they saw the other projects and everything. So the following year, I then, you know, we did it in class because we were given a budget for stuff like this, like projects and stuff. So I used the school budget in order to get the supplies for our kids. So nope, everybody was on the equal level right there.
I like that. Yeah, it levels out the playing field for everybody. And that's really great because that does take it a step further when you're affecting, you know, the students' confidence, too, of what they're bringing in.
Exactly. It broke my heart.
Chris, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Christmas trees are like mullets. Business in the front, party in the back. And by party in the back, I mean you don't have to decorate it. I am a firm believer of Christmas trees. You only decorate the part that you see. And I thought everybody did this until it was brought to my attention with an online debate of, do you decorate the back of your tree? No, nobody sees it. Why would you decorate it? Are you decorating it for the walls? Even at my house where I put my tree, the back of the tree is where two windows meet, but they're windows to my backyard. If they were windows and they were open and people could see it, then yes, I would decorate it. But if nobody's seen the back of your tree, why is it getting decorated? I put this up on K-Frog's Facebook page over the weekend just to kind of test the waters. And Denise right away says, yes, you decorate the entire tree, even if it's against the wall. There might not be as many of the fancy ornaments, but it still has to be decorated. And I'm surprised how many people agreed with her. Even Mary Wayden says, yes, you have to decorate the whole tree. It's for balance and aesthetics. When it comes to your tree, do you actually decorate the back of the tree? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. Apparently, I am a lazy elf when it comes to Christmas decorating on my tree. I've never decorated the back of my tree, even though it faces windows, but the windows go to my backyard. Nobody sees it. I am shocked to find out that people actually decorate the back of their tree. Thank you to the 909 who says, I'm on your side. I'm saving the ornaments to be seen, not hidden. 909 goes as far as even saying they don't even put lights on the back of their tree. Work smarter, not harder. 100%. Terry and Fontana, do you decorate the back of your tree?
Of course. Now, do you only put clothes on the front of your body, or do you dress your whole body?
No, I put them on my whole body, but people see all around my body.
Okay.
Nobody's seeing the back of my tree.
Yes, they do, because if you walk to the side, even if it's against the wall, they turn that way, they're going to see nothing there.
Francesca in Riverside, do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree?
No, I don't, actually.
Just like the front and the sides, right? The ones that people see?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a text from the 909. This is pretty interesting. It says, my husband works at Hobby Lobby, so he's been decorating our tree for the last 10 years. The front of the tree is always something very beautiful, but on the back side of the tree is where he puts our sentimental and collectible ornaments. That way they don't get messed with. There's a method to the madness of decorating all the way around. All right, do you decorate the back of your tree? You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. And coming up in minutes, I will give you a chance to guess at the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound. A brand new sound got kicked off Friday afternoon. Let's see if you can identify the sound for your chance to win Stagecoach passes in less than 10 minutes. It's 95.1 K-Frog. Hoping to cross one thing off of your Christmas wish list, that being Stagecoach passes, it is the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where you calling from?
Casey from San Bernardino.
All right, Casey, you are up. Best guess at the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound.
Okay, is it shaking a box of Tic Tacs?
Your guess of shaking a box of Tic Tacs is incorrect.
Oh, man. Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. We'll give you another shot to win the Stagecoach passes again at 8:30. Casey, when it comes to your Christmas tree, do you decorate the back of it?
Florida. I think I leave like the very 10% that's facing the corner empty.
90% is majority. You're good.
I'm perfect. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Like you, Casey. She's still about 30%. More than me. I would say I do about 60% of my tree, but the very back of it, I'm not decorating. Nobody sees it. Chris, what are your thoughts? Should you decorate the back of your Christmas tree?
You should definitely decorate the back of your tree because it's just the way it always has been. I'm 72 years old and I've always decorated the whole tree.
So do you decorate the tree when it's out and then like push it into a corner, or where is your tree that people are seeing the back of it?
It's by the window, so everybody can see it outside and the inside, so I think that's the best way to do it.
Okay, I get that, because if it's a window that people are passing by and they're seeing it,
right,
then yes, should be right. decorated. But my windows go to my backyard, nobody sees it. Chris, my husband has already had it up to here with all of my Christmas shenanigans. I doubt he's going to let me put in new windows just to show off my tree. Jim in Huntington Beach, what about you? Do you decorate the back of your tree?
No, we do some. We get around the corner, but it's in the corner of our windows, so nobody can see it. So no, I do not.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
Or is it? Because the 612 might have just upped my Christmas craziness. Said, I'm going to end this whole debate. What you need to do is get a Christmas tree spinner so your tree is on display 360 degrees. Searching Amazon right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.